about classics is that our core book is our standard, and we kind of already talked about this. It's that touchstone, okay? The core book, who knows what the concept of a core book is? What's a core book? Exactly. It's the book that you center your life around. It's that question that I asked you before. What book do you measure your life by? Okay. This is what Paul said. He said, "Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of man, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ." He said that we henceforth be no more tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Okay, without a core book, let me say it differently. Without the Book of Mormon, there wouldn't be a real way to measure the world around us, because we do have the Bible, but like the Articles of Faith say, we believe it as far as it is translated correctly. Okay, and Joseph Smith showed us that there were some errors in the Bible. So the Book of Mormon, as Joseph Smith said, is the most correct book of any book on earth, and a man would get nearer to God by abiding by its precepts than by any other book. Okay? So we hold up the Book of Mormon and we measure everything else against it. Okay? And all the classics. Okay? Because even the classics, though they force you to think, they're not always right. Okay? They're written by men, and men aren't always right. They're fallible. They can be wrong. So when you're reading a classic, you still hold up the Book of Mormon, you read it every day, at least 30 minutes a day, like the prophet said, and then when you're reading another classic, for example, like Plato, okay, you read him, and then you read the Book of Mormon and go, "Oh, I don't like that at all. Not at all." And then you read Plato and go, "Yeah, he's right, because Alma said the same thing." Okay, that's the purpose of a core book. You have to stay in it every single day. The moment you get away from your core book and start studying all this really cool stuff that's out here that other people have said, you have to remember that they're just people. And not all of them were inspired by the Holy Ghost. But we know, at least those of us that have a testimony, that the Book of Mormon was inspired by God. So we can measure everything else against it. And it's something that you must do. It's absolutely essential in a leadership education. Because leaders have to stand for something. If you don't stand for something, you cannot lead. It is impossible. End of story, no exceptions. Okay? So, strengthen your testimonies. Read the Book of Mormon. Understand it perfectly. So that in the world, you stand for something, like President Hinckley said. And you can measure everything else against it. And you can kind of sift out the good and sift out the bad, like we talked about earlier. Okay?